This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1766. What a robust vocabulary you have. How to elevate in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In life, you don't feel the same about everything. Sometimes you want to elevate something. In this episode, you'll find out how to do it with a simple construction in English. Listen in today.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, not bad. How's your day been, Michelle?
Pretty good. I mean, I don't know. Well, to be honest, what a day, you know? It's been a little bit of a crazy day. What about you?
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. Now I'm ready for all the details. when you say that to me, when you say that, I feel like there's going to be a story, right? A story is coming. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a little weird to just say it and then not give you any more information, but I'm not going to because we have to get to the episode, Lindsay.
All right, you're going to keep me in suspense. Okay, fair enough. All right, what are we talking about today, Michelle?
Well, today we are going to talk about a simple construction that has a ton of personality. Ooh. So, what is it? It is what a blank, right?
Ooh,
what
okay.
Usually what a noun. We'll say what a noun usually.
On All Ears English, guys, we love to show you how to connect by showing you these little tiny constructions that are actually very simple, but they show a lot of personality. I love that you said that, Michelle. Personality. How can we pack as much character into what we say, right? So we really can connect.
Absolutely. So, I mean, when you say what a and then a noun, it can show like so many different emotions, right? Like I said, what a day, right? And it's also very important, your tone of voice with this, right? Like, because I could say, oh, what a day. Like, that was like a great day. Or I could say, what a day, you know?
Yeah, it really depends on your tone of voice. Absolutely. So this is an expression that could mean a lot of things. And the tone matters so much.
Absolutely. So one of the things you can use is surprise, right? Surprise. It can show surprise.
Yeah.
So for example, you can say, what a surprise.
Right. Or what a treat it is to run into you. That's tricky because there's a lot of little words here, guys. Listen to this again. Let's do this again. What a treat it is to run into you, right?
Yes.
And you might say this, oh, wow, what a coincidence. Right. When we've talked about running into someone on the street in New York City, right? What a coincidence.
Oh, yeah.
What a treat. What a something.
What a something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a something. Exacerbation is the next thing it could mean. Mm-hmm. What the heck does that mean? Exacerbation.
Well, it's kind of like a little bit like frustration or making something like it's like it gets even more intense or it's not good, basically.
I guess intense could be a good word to describe it, right?
So if you are having those kinds of feelings, you could say either just what a day, right? Like that's one example. Or for example, you could say like, what a tough question, right?
Mm. So that kind of makes me feel like it's a stimulating question, it's an interesting question, but it's also hard and intense.
Right. Exactly. So if you're feeling a little bit intense or something, you can say, what a tough question, or like, what a tricky word. I don't know if you're trying to remember a list of words, something like that.
Yeah. Or like a task. Okay. The next one, guys, is excitement. This one is much more straightforward, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, any sports game. You know, what a cat in the sports game, what a catch that was, or what a crowd we have today,
And mm-hmm. you go to Fenway Park and the crowd's crazy. What a crowd we have at this game today, right?
Right. I feel like you would hear like the announcers say this a lot, you know. Yeah, yeah. If they're describing the day, either like what a catch or or like I feel like I'm sure there was a specific announcer because my dad always says it like whenever he plays with my nephew, he'll say what a catch or what a save, and I'm sure
He's mimicking a specific announcer.
Yeah, I probably.
Yeah, there is one famous guy. I don't know the guy's name, but he's done so many sports. He's been the announcer for so many sports games, and his voice, you've definitely heard his voice. He's super famous.
One? Yeah, Albert?
I think that's him. Yeah. There was something about him on TV the other week. It was really interesting, actually. His career. Gosh, imagine having been at all those big sports moments.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's funny because my dad has more of a sense for, you know, like the sports history and things like that. I only have that sense for New York Knicks basketball from the 1990s.
Oh, yeah. You're a big Knicks fan. I know.
That's that I know.
All right. What's another situation or something that you could be conveying, Michelle?
Well, if you are honored, right, like somebody does something or asks you to do something, right, that is very special to you, you could say, what an honor. Yeah. I don't know. When might you hear that?
Yeah. I mean, something like if you are given an award and you don't know it's coming, something like the unsung hero in a sports game. I like that expression, unsung.
Unsung hero. Ooh,
that's a high level expression for our listeners. Unsung. What does that mean?
It means that like you're not getting a lot of attention. It's not really thought of like by everybody or spoken about by everybody. So yeah.
But you're behind the scenes and you're making a big contribution, right? That's exactly what the unsung hero means. But yeah, maybe you're given some kind of an honor or some kind of an award. What an honor to be named in this list of VIP, whatever, that kind of thing. Or you could say, what a sweet gesture. Another situation, if someone gives you a surprise gift, you're not expecting it, right?
Right. There is an element of a surprise in saying what a. I think it's like...
There is.
And not necessarily surprise, but it's signifying that something is a little bit different, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what a catch, like a surprise, or just like what a day, you know, something is like different than the norm.
Yeah, I think that's good. That makes total sense, Michelle. I think it's kind of we're elevating this thing, whatever it is. When you say what a blank, you're elevating it out of the norm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Right. Like, you don't just say it about anything. Like, you don't just say, I mean, like, what a pencil, you know? you don't just, it has to be, there's a reason for you using this what a, I think.
Right. Perfect. This is how to elevate, you know, something in your life, right? In English. This is how to do it, guys. I love that. And yeah, I would say I use this sometimes. What about you, Michelle? Do you find yourself using this a lot?
I think so, because I'm pretty sure that's why I planned it, because I started hearing it or noticing it a lot. I think maybe even it was an episode we recorded and I took note of it. But yeah, I think you will hear it a lot in sports.
Sports, for sure.
That's one of the biggest things that I think of.
Yeah, people get so crazy about their sports, don't they? Oh my gosh.
They do. They definitely do.
Okay, we have a couple role plays for you guys here so you can see exactly what we mean about elevating something, right? And making it stand out, okay? So the first one, what's the context here, Michelle?
Okay, well, we are running into each other after a long time.
Yeah, and we're friends here. So here we go. Michelle, it's so great to see you.
I know. What a shock after all these years.
Oh, especially running into each other at an airport of all places. Have you ever run into someone at an airport?
Good unexpectedly? Probably. Not that I can think of right now. What about you?
Nothing notable, but yeah, it happens. It definitely happens. I love airports, by the way. Such exciting places.
I love airports, too. I didn't you know do? You loved airports. That's yeah, so, I love them.
Yeah, I just think they're so, because thinking of, especially an airport like in Istanbul or something, where you're literally at the crossroads of the world, and you can see people from all different places, and just all the places you could get from that one place. I think that's why they're so mysterious. Yeah.
Do you ever look at like the arrivals, like the departures, and you're like, I could literally go all anywhere right now. Like, I wish I could.
It's amazing. Airports, we share that, Michelle. I think airports are the greatest places.
Yeah, definitely. I know they are.
Yeah. So here, you know, we're elevating the fact that we've run into each other and it's shocking to us, right? What a shock after all shock. These years. So that means mm-hmm. that we haven't seen each other in a while, right?
Exactly.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
So here's another one. We're coworkers here.
Okay,
here we go. Wait, the meeting is off?
Ugh, what a joke. Our team doesn't look good at this rate.
You're so right.
Oh, what do you mean by at this rate? What do I mean?
Like at this moment, right? Yeah. Like we've mm-hmm. done, like we've done things that haven't been good. And now on top of it, we're doing this. And yeah.
So we're dropping the ball. I guess we're dropping the ball. Yeah. What a joke. And also this is kind of a chunk in itself for our listeners. What a joke. Right.
This is a common one. What a joke. This is definitely, you'll hear this.
Yeah. So we're trying to say that no one's going to take our team seriously, guys. You know, if we're canceling our meetings, maybe going to lunch or something, right?
Right. What a joke.
Yeah, love it. I can hear the New York City traffic in the background there, Michelle.
Oh, God, I know. Yep, sometimes it happens. My dad always goes like, okay, everybody at the same time, go ahead.
I know. They know when you're podcasting. They just know it.
They do. Here, we're doing a mother and daughter. So, Lindsay, you are, I think, the daughter.
Probably the daughter.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Look at my picture.
Wow, what a beautiful picture.
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure. This is just to note here. This is also, I imagined a teenage daughter, but this would also be really good for kids, right? Maybe a kid painted a picture. And, you know, that mom could say, oh, what a beautiful picture. You painted this. It's so nice. I'm going to hang it on my wall. This is definitely useful for kids because that's what you want to do when you're around a kid. You highlight things, you elevate them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it could definitely be used for little kids. What a beautiful picture. What a good job you did. What a smart girl you are.
Yeah, and just to note, this is a more advanced grammar thing here, guys, but you could also say, you know, what beautiful colors. So obviously, if you're going to make whatever comes after what plural, you're going to take off the right? So what beautiful colors you chose.
Good point, right? Remember that grammar.
And I'm feeling like there's a quote from a movie.
It's a Little Red Riding Hood.
What is it? What's the quote?
It's like, what big teeth you have.
Okay, I knew there was some kind of pop culture, reference.
Cultural reference. Yeah, you're right. I wasn't thinking about that. What big eyes you
what
have.
Big eyes you have. So good, guys. So that is a classic example of how we're using this. It's exactly what we're talking about. I'm glad we thought of that. That's good.
Yeah, good. Good job, Lindsay. Should we do one more little role play?
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
All right. So we're coworkers again here.
Yeah, coworkers.
So, all right. I have to redo the whole report.
Oh, what a pain. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Okay. So again, back to the office. And yeah, you would hear that. So I love how this expression is so, we've talked about with a little kid, with a teenage daughter and her mother, with coworkers, with friends. It's super common to use this phrase, right, Michelle?
Absolutely. And I feel like that what a pain is also kind of like what a joke, where it's, you might hear that as a chunk.
Right.
What a pain if somebody's talking about something irritating that they have to do or something.
Yeah, these are also chunks. Some of them. I love what a pain and what a joke, right? Yeah. Chunks. Yeah. So what's the takeaway for our listeners, Michelle?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is all about, as you said, Lindsay, as you really, it's fun when we get to like some sort of important point while we're discussing what we're teaching. And we're like, oh yeah. So that's what I feel like we got to today, is this, it's this feeling of elevating something.
Yes.
So it can show empathy, personality, frustration, lots of different things, but overall what it shows is that something's a little bit differently. Different.
Yeah.
It's not just about any old thing that you say, whatta, right?
Yeah, that's how we live a better life. We actually make things interesting. Imagine if everything were just black and white, boring, the same. We don't feel the same about everything in life, guys, right? So that's why we need to be able to elevate things. And this is going to help you make you not a boring speaker, right? The opposite of boring, an engaging speaker, someone that people want to talk to in English and connect with. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. So definitely use whatta or what, blah, 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 in your next conversation to elevate something, draw attention to it, show your emotion, and show your personality.
I love it. So good. This has been a really cool episode, guys. Go off and use this phrase and let us know how it goes. Michelle, thanks for hanging out with us today.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, guys, for listening. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.